With 1350 KMAN.
I appreciate that. Work on that wind for us, if you would. Dave's got that kind of power.
Well, we welcome you in here to In Focus. Darren Solden is the executive director with the Wamego Area Chamber of Commerce. Good to have you out here today. Thanks so much for coming out.
Hey, appreciate you guys having me.
Yeah, not a problem here. April 27th, April 28th, that's this weekend here, Wamego City Park hosting the Tulip Festival here, and I've been hearing a lot about this. Apparently it's a pretty well-known, loved event here in the community. Tell me a little bit more about what is going on.
Sure. Well, Tulip Festival really is a kind of kickoff of spring tradition in Wamego, and this is our 32nd year Tulip Festival, so we keep plugging along strong, a lot of great activities again this year, but and the big question, which always comes up, is will there be tulips? I can tell you there will be tulips. So great crop of tulips out and around town this year, and they're hanging on here through the wind, and so it should be a good weekend for tulips. Like I said, ton of activities, really for the whole family. We've got food trucks, we've got kids' activities, bounce houses, tons of things for the kids to do while they're out there, petting zoo, the whole nine yards. Craft vendors, well over 100 craft vendors in the city park, so come out, check all of them out from really a multi-state area. So we pull from all around the area, not just Kansas, but have folks come in from quite a ways away with the craft vendors. And then there's just some great local activities going on as well. We'll have model trains out there. We'll have the kids train in the park running. That's always a favorite. Ice cream going on over at the Historical Museum. So that's right down in the park as well. We've got our living history encampment that we always have. So those guys and gals are a lot of fun to spend some time with and kind of see how they're showing folks and doing some education on how folks used to live. And anyway, so yeah, just a ton of activities. We'd really encourage folks to come out and enjoy part of the weekend with us in Wamego.
Well, obviously, a big event like this, I imagine, has a big impact on the local economy, too, here in Wamego.
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the things that we definitely don't want to overlook is the fact that not just in City Park with what's going on at Tulip Festival, but really the whole community gets behind this weekend. You know, if you're in town, swing by the Oz Museum, check out everything that has to offer. Again, great activity for the whole family. The Oz Winery, another great place to stop in, and you can do some shopping there. Check out everything that they've got. I mentioned the Historical Museum. You know, we've got Totos around town. If you haven't been to Wamego, come take a look at the Totos. Those are little about 3.5-4 foot tall Toto statues, 15 of them around town. You can catch a map on the Visit Wamego website, or you can go on and pick one of those up when you're in town. Go find them all. It's a great photo opportunity. Kids love that one too. And so, and a bunch of other downtown merchants, retailers. We've got our restaurants, you know, Friendship House has always got a great setup, some outdoor dining options right there adjacent to the park on the west side of the park. So they're a good one to check out as well. But really the whole community jumps in behind Tulip Festival. And so it's just a lot of fun.
Now, obviously the tulips, probably the big draw here. You said that you do have tulips. Where do people go to find those?
Sure. Tulips all over the place. So, from when you come into town and the intersection up at Highway 99 and 24, come right on down Lincoln, which is Highway 99. And we've got tulip beds at the corner of every intersection. And then City Park, a number of places with tulips out in front of the Dutch Mill. We've got some beautiful yellow tulips over there this year. If you haven't been by, go to the northeast corner of the park, the Wamego Veterans Memorial. That's relatively new here in the past few years, so a lot of folks maybe haven't had the chance to stop by that. But a beautiful memorial, beautiful bronze there, and granite work as well. But also some great great white and purple tulips this year. So it's a little different look, and it really really plays well with some of the black granite and the other things they've got going on there at the Veterans Memorial. So our Parks Department just does an incredible job when it comes to all the tulips and the rest of the community, keeping it looking good and all the flowers and everything else. And we're really proud of that.
All right. Again, we're talking with Darren Solden, executive director of the Wamego Area Chamber of Commerce. Tulip Festival happening this Saturday and Sunday. Saturday events start bright and early, don't they?
They do, 9 o'clock on Saturday. So we've got entertainment going all day long at the gazebo in the park. So there'll be activity kicking off early. I'd encourage folks to come out early on Saturday. It looks like maybe a little windy on Saturday afternoon. So get out early. I'd say beat the crowd, but we usually have a pretty good crowd right off the bat. But it's a good opportunity to check out all the vendors while they've still got all of their wares there. All of their inventory is out and on display. And yeah, come out early on Saturday. We kick off at 9 a.m., run till 5 p.m. on Saturday, and then Sunday kick off at 10 a.m. and run through 4 p.m. On Sunday afternoon.
Now, a lot of these the entertainment here that's performing in the gazebo, are most of those here from around the region?
Yeah, we've got a little bit of everything. We've got some local performers from around the Wamego area. We've got some folks from Manhattan. We've got several folks from the Kansas City area that come in as well, and a good diversity this year. We've got groups that are singing. We've got some individual acts. We've got our folks from the Olathe Dance Center that come in and always put on a really nice performance coming in from Kansas City. And then we've got a magic show that's running a couple times this year, and that's one that we've had at some events in the past, and again, really a big hit with the kids.
All right. What about this Boy Scout and Cub Scout pancake feed? That's starting off Saturday, it looks like.
Yep, down at the First United Methodist Church, they kick off the Boy Scout and Cub Scout pack number 92, does a pancake feed from 7 to 11 on Saturday morning. So if you're headed down early, that's a great one to catch. We'll also have a number of food trucks, again, all of our local restaurants with great food options. So, you know, it's weekend. Don't skimp. Treat yourself a little bit. Grab some pancakes in the morning. Stop by and get something for lunch. Maybe some ice cream along the way too, and come out and have a good time.
Yeah, theoretically, you could spend the whole day out there in Wamego and really have a blast, I would think.
Absolutely. There's plenty to do to keep the whole family busy for the day. And again, that's really what we're going for. We know that families and kids and grandparents and everything else really is our sweet spot. A lot of times we're a great community for the whole family to come out to and like you said, can enjoy the whole day. You know, Tulip Festival can be an hour or two, duck in and make the rounds, but you really can make a whole day of it.
I imagine the train rides are going to be popular here, if I'm not mistaken here, but just kind of talking here before the show, you got three different time frames there.
Yep. We've got the children's train in the park really is a very popular thing, not just at Tulip Festival, but throughout the summer, throughout the spring and summer in Wamego. And so you can come out Saturday late morning, and then again mid-afternoon, the trains will be running. The trains will be running early and mid-afternoon again on Sunday. You know, we've got a handicap accessible car, so for folks that's a necessity, that's a great opportunity to get kids up on that train and ride around and really get a great view of the whole park, making the loop on the train. And I just warn you, most kids, once they do that once, they want to run back and get in line and do it again. So it really is a unique thing for Wamego City Park and something we're proud of.
Very good. Lots of activities going on here. Why don't we take a quick time out? We'll come back, talk more with Wamego Area Chamber Executive Director Darren Solden after this on News Radio KMAN.